News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. 7:05 in the morning. Are those temperatures up there, everything right?
Yes, they are, sir.
Wow. Hey, Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Linda's not with us this morning. She has to take care of the house and everything that's going on there with broken this and broken that and more of this and more of that. But without it, we would just kind of grind to a halt being here every day. Gosh, what a great day today. We're going to have the sheriff on. We've got Bob Dunlap here. We're going to have a Hotorama. We're going to have rodeo. We're going to be giving away rodeo tickets. So be standing by today. I've got like six of them to give away for the rodeo tonight. And in fact, if anybody's listening right now and you want a set of two tickets to go to tonight's rodeo, the kickoff rodeo tonight, why don't you give us a call at 530-605-4567. I know it's a little bit early, but I've got two tickets. I might even have more if you need more. I've got two tickets for tonight, and if you want to take your family, let me know. I might even have more. Okay, now, besides the other things, we're going to have the sheriff today. We're going to have a number of other things happening. But first, we always start off with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, and it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points this morning at 15,208. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1647, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 3464. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 9 cents at $13.43, and Zynga Corporation up 25 cents at $3.59. In the bond market, we're finding higher prices this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.15%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.33 at $93.15. Gold is down $12.30 at $1,412.30. And silver is down 44 cents at $22.93. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You want to try and work your way through Wall Street? There's a lot going on down there in the world of investment. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Or drop down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are. That's Wells Fargo Advisors. And Bill, you just won two tickets to the rodeo tonight. We're going to have them right here at KCNR Studios where we, at 1326 Market Street. Come on down and look for them. I've got more to give away. I have more to give away during this next 2 hours. But Bad Bob, lay the weather on us.
We're looking for mostly sunny skies, high near 82, light and variable wind, southwest 9 to 14, wind gusts could get up to 21 miles an hour. Currently we have 67 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, tomorrow night, of course, pizza, music on the weekends, great food, wonderful ambiance, 474-5546. Give them a call. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got Bob Dunlap. We're going to be talking about something that's special coming on. We'll be right back right after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's rodeo week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading, one at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek?
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 is a portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee through Espresso Joe's, great drinks through Espresso Joe's, and of course, when you walk next door to the best walk-in humidor in the state, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and veterans always get discounts. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And speaking of veterans, we have Bob Dunlap here, who heads up the Shasta County Veterans Services Office.
Perfect segue, Carl. Okay. Thank you. Good morning.
We've got something big happening next Tuesday.
We do. This is the big fundraiser for the Air Force Memorial Project. And the Air Force Memorial is the first of five service memorials to be erected at the Igo Cemetery. The concept was started about 2.5 years ago, and really we started working on it really hard about a year and a half ago. It's got approval from the California Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary, the concept anyway, and the Air Force was the first to step up and say, let's get a memorial out there, not just for those who have passed, but for all members of the Air Force. And Carl Turner actually created the initial design of that. Steve Trammell from Eagle Ironworks is the contractor to do that, and his son Kay is going to work on that. So we're looking for a fundraiser that's going to start on this Tuesday. We'll have a couple of drive-through locations for where folks can just go through and pop some money in a pot to contribute to this cause. They'll be from 7 to 1 o'clock at the Mount Shasta Mall, the Dana Drive corner there. And also at the Vets Hall from 7 to 1 o'clock. So we're looking for fundraisers. We need $250,000 to make this work. And the monument, like I said, is the first of its kind. And we know it's the first in California. It may be the first in the nation as a tribute to the services.
Okay. So you can stop by. You can drive on your way to work right down here on Yuba Street to the Veterans Hall right here.
That's
and
right.
Just drop off, you know, your 10, 15,000 right there. And then, or going up by Mount Shasta Mall where it was last year.
That's right.
And there'll be people there from 7 in the morning till
1 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you can't make it by there, we do have a website that's up and running with a PayPal opportunity. It's, www.usafmemorial.org. And I know I was one of the first to make my donation there, so we know it's up and running and working right.
Okay. So next Tuesday, we'll talk about it, you know, before that, and about having getting people out there. Just drop by, give your $5, dollar, jar of quarters, whatever.
Absolutely.
And it all helps to build for this great monument. There's going to be the first of five that's going to be up at IGO. I guess the other ones would be the Marines, the Army.
The Marines actually are right behind us. They came to one of our meetings, and they're looking at doing the same thing with their memorial out at the IGO Cemetery as well. And you know,
well, the Marines. People just push money onto you. So,
well, they want to see us make all the mistakes, and then they're going to come through and do it right.
maybe we've learned something over the past 235 years. Okay. Well, all right, Bob, that sounds great. What else?
We do have a lot of community support for this, and I want to let you know that one of your advertisers, Wonderland Signs, is in right with us, and they've made some beautiful signs for us out there. Sierra Pacific has made a big donation to help us with getting this thing going, so big thanks to those folks for their support for this effort.
Well, I tell you what, we were at Sierra Pacific yesterday, and wow, what an experience. Hmm. I mean, what an experience out there. I was totally impressed by how they do work out there at Sierra Pacific. And, I mean, if you have not gone out there, you need to go out there and set up a tour of the mill right there in Anderson.
Yeah.
Unbelievable how they do that. And plus they support so many great things. Sierra Pacific supports so many great things in our community.
They do.
Yeah. You know, they get people go after Sierra Pacific, but you know, they add so much to the North State and in Redding itself.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll talk more about this, and then we'll be out there on the streets Tuesday, KCNR will.
All right, we'll see you Tuesday.
Out there collecting money. All right, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
To Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is off today taking care of the things that help keep your house together, you know, stops the flooding and all this. Oh, what a great day. 67 degrees is going to get up to 89? Or is that 84 there, Bad Bob?
Yeah, it's 84.
It is.
A little
huh?
cooler than yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
May 15th and 7:20 in the morning. Good morning. Okay. Hey, we're here with Bob Sanders, and we're talking Hot-O-Rama.
Right.
It's that time of the year again.
It's that time of the year. It's May. Everything goes on in May.
You know it does. I mean, you know what? I have only got so much time. You know, I mean, even if you do everything 24 hours a day, then you could get to everything.
It's kind of set up pretty good, though, as far as enjoy the rodeo parade, then go to the car show, and then the rodeo.
That's right. You can go Saturday boom, boom, night, boom, boom. And, there you, yeah, that's right.
The car show, the Hot-O-Rama, the Shasta District Fairgrounds. This is the 10th year that we've had the Hot-O-Rama. It goes pretty fast. And we have a cruise Friday night. And then Saturday's the car show, and you can enjoy it also Friday night after the cruise. We have a Freedom Ride that comes through the fairgrounds after the cruise. And then there's also auto racing Friday and Saturday night this year, which is a big plus, which will make it nice. And then, like I said, you can enjoy the cars, the parade, the rodeo, and all in one weekend. So anyway, I think they'll have a good time.
God, you know what? You can do that. I mean, you can spend this whole week doing, like last night, we participated as judges in the chili eating chili cook-off. Yeah.
Well, right.
I'm not going to say anything about that
one
right now.
The street dance was last night.
And the street dance was last night, and the slack and rodeo. And then now, it's like you said, it's a good thing. You can do it all.
Right.
You can get it. You can get the full ambiance of the North State rodeos and cars.
We got a lot of beautiful cars this year inside the buildings and then outside. Okay. And I think you'll enjoy seeing it. And then a lot of different entertainment. And then on Sunday, they have that Trinity Touring Club. They do the autocross down there Sunday, which is a good event, too. But the auto races should be really good. And I think they got special prices for everybody this year. So,
okay.
Friday night is a night where they can come in and enjoy what cars are there and stuff and enjoy the races. And it's a donation. And then Saturday, there's a paid gate of $8. And then the race, I think they're going to give them a special deal. If they come Friday night, and then Saturday would be a special ticket for Saturday night.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good deal. I don't want to say what it is because I'm not exactly for sure, but I know it's a big discount. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And it starts, Friday?
It starts Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you go in and look at cars on exhibit.
Yeah, you can go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning.
There you go.
And there's a lot of vendors. Be a lot of vendors and also a lot of food vendors. So.
And how much does it cost to get in?
$8 on Saturday.
$8 on Saturday.
It's Sunday this free and Friday.
Okay, Friday and Sunday free, Saturday $8. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hot-O-Rama.
Right.
How many years has this been?
It's be 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It goes pretty fast. So.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, real fast.
Well, look, thank you so much for coming by. And how do people get a hold of you or if they have any questions?
Okay, they can call our office and it's on a registration, and it's 229-1761.
Okay, 229-1761.
Just ask for Marilyn. She'll be there.
Yeah, it's Bob Sanders from Hot-O-Rama, 10th year in a row. And Friday and Sunday are free down at the Shasta Fairgrounds down in Anderson. And, Friday and Sunday are free, and Saturday's $8.
Correct. Yeah.
And you can see the cars and still get it. You can look at the rodeo parade. Go down and spend the day with the cars and still get back out.
Go to the rodeo.
There you go. Hey, the best of all worlds.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. All right. Hey, look, a couple other things that are happening right here in town. Like I said, Turtle Bay wants to buy more than 5 acres. They want to buy more than 5 acres. They need 20. And the reason they want 20, a minimum of 20 is this. They build the hotel. That's not going to just be by itself. They also want to put in that IMAX theater, and that's not a secret, and the planetarium. Mm-hmm. They need to do that, because for that 20 acres, then they don't have to go through this prevailing wage battle every time. And so they're saying is they need 20 acres. Missy MacArthur says she's not averse to that, but she hasn't seen everything. What are you saying there, Bob?
Oh, there are, of course, elements who would prefer that Turtle Bay just went away.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as everybody knows, a record searchlight went into put a paywall in on the on their rating.com. In other words, you have to pay $10 to become a member or have a subscription to the paper or something like this. On that article, on the front page where it says, Turtle Bay wants more than 5 acres. Now, Bad Bob, prior to the 14th, which was yesterday, how many comments do you think you would have seen on that?
Oh, on that particular story?
On that story, just that story.
You'd have seen well over 100, if not lots more.
How many do you think are on there right now?
6.
11. Okay, that was what I saw. 10, maybe 11. Maybe.
Here's what they need to do.
Here's if the Record Searchlight was on top of their game. Their front page, the very top, you know, above the fold would say, Anselmo buys election again. It has nothing to do with, you know, and then the story underneath it is they're talking about ducks on the river. And it, the second one would be Turtle Bay by Civic Auditorium. And then underneath it would be something about boating on Lake Shasta. That's all they need to do. And just, you know, get people into it because those are the two big ones, Turtle Bay and Selmo, you know, something like that.
Well, they could do, yeah, kind of a Hearst style journalism.
Yes. Completely has nothing to do with anything with the story. Well, but they've had some headlines that were like that. But I mean, really, get in there. In fact, I'm starting to notice on Facebook that the reporters who have to also pay to be a member of writing.com. I mean, reporters also have to pay to make comments and all that, right? To read it. No, this is what I was told. And I'm sitting there thinking, so I'm watching Bruce Ross Bruce Ross and Ryan Cibolo, who's one of their reporters. Yeah, yeah. They're going back and forth on Facebook. And I write down, does this cost us anything? and Ross says, oh, just your privacy. See, which is a big thing. Because if you had to give your names on ready.com, it would probably cut their comments down by half.
Well, what I'm hoping is that if with this free exchange of ideas, even though some of the ideas were a bit out there that was available on reading.com being kind of cut off, maybe other forums like radio station chat rooms will attract more attention. So if you've not checked in at KCNR1460.com, firing up the shameless plug here, you can jump in if you've been listening and you've been thinking about joining the chat pack. You can sign in and add your voice to the conversation, and we won't send you a bill.
That's right. We won't send you. In fact, we enjoy it. And every so often we have breakfast for you. So, tell good morning, Joe. Hopping in there. Don't give us a few minutes, Joe. The people are still waking up. All right, what else we have here in the last couple of minutes before we get rodeo?
Oh, you cannot make up the news today.
oh my gosh. Okay, U.S. District Court has upheld the decision that Lassen Park officials were negligent in the death of that 9-year-old back in 2009. They haven't said anything about the other charges that they're all, you know, accused of destroying evidence to impede the investigation. Frankly, from everything that was said before, if they are guilty of that, the woman in charge of Lassen Park needs to go to jail. I mean, she needs to sit in jail for 6 months, something. You just can't do that. But speaking of that, Benghazi, the IRS, AP News, it just keeps getting better and better. Even John Stewart, the lapdog of Obama, he just went after him on the IRS. I can't believe it. IRS is going after people selectively, going after them. And of course, John Stewart says, what are you thinking? In Benghazi, people are poo-pooing this Benghazi. Oh, you know, it's not a big thing. But what's coming out is that they systematically lied to the American people prior to the election. The last thing they wanted to say or to initiate was that the attack in Benghazi was a coordinated, complex attack by Al-Qaeda, and it killed the ambassador. And we go out saying it was because of some kind of film.
A YouTube video.
They've been out there for 3 years. It's been out there for 3 years.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Boy.
You know, these are just things that, you know, and people are going on. You know, it's like, it's not true. Let's move on. You know, that's the Democrat way of handling this so far.
What does it matter?
Hey, we've got those two tickets. Our guy that won says he can't go tonight. So we've still got, you know what? I've got four tickets to the rodeo for tonight. that I'm more than willing to give up. Right now, 605-4567. You want rodeo tickets. 605-4567. I have four tickets to the lucky caller. Give me a call right now. We'll be right back right after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading a day after another record-setting rally. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 7 points. Meanwhile, the number of Americans filing mortgage applications fell last week, marking the first decline in more than a month. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, mortgage application activity dropped more than 7%. Though low interest rates have attracted new buyers and persuaded many homeowners to refinance, tougher credit restrictions have deterred many potential borrowers from filing. And Northrop Grumman is boosting its quarterly dividend 11% to 61 cents a share. This marks the 10th straight year the company has increased its payout to shareholders. Northrop says the move shows its continued commitment to a balanced strategy. The dividend will be paid June 12th to shareholders on record as of May 28th, and that move is expected to cost an estimated $4 million a quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shop or save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Northern California Veterans Museum, Shasta Estates and Hilltop Estates, 21st Century Oncology, Shasta County Veterans Services Office, and Shasta County Adult Services. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 7:34 in the morning, getting ready. 67 degrees out there. Good morning, chat room. Sunny, Joe, hey, you guys are there and running. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? While you're going, while you've got, you know, the Redding Rodeo going on, a Hot-O-Ram, it's time to go down to Redding Crown Motors. They're your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. And pick up a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. Get yourself a Ram truck, truck of the year, and show up for the rodeo. Hey, I think that's a great, get that big horn. Get that big horn Ram truck and head for the rodeo. They take super pride in the vehicles they sell, and their service department is second to none at Redding Crown Motors. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call. 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, Bad Bob, you ready for me to share a little bit? The chili Sweet cook-off. Man. Wow. Before we go, Linda and I, we've been judges there for 3 years. We've learned to take Beano or something that's going to coat your stomach because here you go. They put a glass of wine in Linda's hand and a glass of beer in my hand, and they brought out the chilies. Seven of them. And usually they give you just a little bit, like a half an inch in the cup. You can barely taste it. Oh no, 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 no. Mm. This year they filled the cups up. And you know it's going to be a chili cook-off when you take a bite out of that first cup and you realize when you, first of all, I like to sniff it to get that aroma, you know, kind of take it in. Like
see
a fine wine.
Burn, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, my lip blistered, when I was just, you know, taking the vapors in, up into my face. My, one of my eyes swelled shut and my upper lip blistered. So I put a spoonful into my mouth. Oh yeah. 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 You could tell that was the first of many mistakes that I made last night. And so after we got through the seven of them, there was different flavors and different consistencies and textures. And actually there was a couple of them I said, I can't even recognize this as meat, if that's indeed what it is. And one of them was, I'm just not sure what it was, but it was hot. So after this, after you've worked your way through seven cups of chili and you realize some of them are just outstanding. So I don't know who won though, cause they were still trying to compile the results when we were staggering around there trying to breathe on our way out. But we got to see a lot of people last night, you know, Sheriff Pope and, of course the Asphalt Cowboys are there, and then they're doing slack with the rodeo. I mean, they're really getting the place up. It looked great. A lot of people were there. It was going to be, they had the shootouts and the fast draw and the cell phone and all this. What a great evening down there at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. And tonight, there's first night. Where this is the big time. We got 4 days of rodeo. 4 days of rodeo right here in Redding. Tonight at Wednesday, and I have tickets. I have tickets. If you want tickets to tonight's rodeo, I have 6 tickets here. I can give them away the 2s, 4s, or 6s if you need them. But right now, you give me a call, 605-4567. I have tickets to the rodeo. They're going to be in the stands, in the grandstands, there's no bad seats there. And, I'm sorry. This is, box seating. Box seating. These are $18 tickets, my friends. And it's, for tonight, the show starts at 6:45. Of course, it starts earlier than that. So I've got 2 box seats for Redding Rodeo for tonight. $18 tickets for the first person to call, 605-4567. If you need more than 2, you need to let me know because we'll give you a family pack. 605-4567. All right. Let's head on back here to, what is it about gas prices? That is summer. Why? Okay. You probably know the reason for this.
Oh, the spike in gas prices for the summer?
Don't they change over from winter gas
to summer
gas? Well,
they change plans and there's increased travel.
What is this, summer gas and winter gas?
When school lets out, there's a big spike.
Well, yeah, it has to be because they want to make it right. Now, why is it that when Bush, and I hate to say this, I'm just beating a dead horse here. How come if Bush, when the price got up to $3 a gallon, the media was accusing him of being in collusion with the big oil companies, and they're doing this to take our money, to do all this stuff. And yet when Obama's president and he goes up to $4.30 a gallon, nobody says that he's in bed with the big oil companies or he's making sure that their profits are enhanced. How come? Why is that? Why do you think that is? Oh, maybe it's because the media is giving him a free pass. And it does it. Well, I mean, the only thing I'm asked for, if you want a media, if mainstream media and media should be fair. Should be fair. Yes, by the way, Jeff, you just won. How many tickets did Jeff want?
Jeff says he has a large family to take. Five little ones.
Five little ones. Okay, Jeff. I think if you've got some tickets here. How much? How many? And is this another caller for tickets? Okay, Jeff, I'm going to give you four tickets, and whoever's calling now, I'm going to give two tickets. Jeff, you get four tickets to the rodeo right here. And then the next person calling gets two. All right, we've given away our tickets. We're going to have more for tomorrow, more for Friday, and more for Saturday that we'll be giving out. But thanks a lot for calling. Now, we're going to take a quick break as soon as Bob's off the phone here. So let me prattle on for another couple of minutes about, hey, you know how much, you know what a 0.08 is, right? If you've got 0.08 in your system, you can be found, they can pull you over for being drunk, impaired driving, right? All right. Now, the National Transportation Safety Board wants to change that. That's right. They want to change it. What do they want to change it to? Do they want to, they want it to go higher? They want it to go lower. What does the National Transportation Safety Board want to do? What's the level they want to make so that if you drink, you could be found legally drunk? We're going to take a break, and I'm going to tell you this as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl. Everywhere around the
world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all
at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 67 degrees. 7:45 in the morning here, May the 15th. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. What can I tell you? Not only just countertops, but they have fire pits. They can go in, you know, they can redo your bathroom. They can redo any place that you might need some granite, and it's just works of art from Mike Huber and his family down there. Give them a call at 241-7866. That's 530-241-7866. Estate Granite. Okay. Let's go on. Now, the National Transportation Safety Board. You remember when it used to be 0.01? Remember that, Bob? You know, for be legally impaired while you're driving?
0.10, yeah.
0.10. Well, I don't know if it's 0.10. It was 0.1. Yeah, okay, 0.1. Okay.
08 now.
All right. And then they changed. A lot of people changed it to the 08. Which was difficult to get to that. Now the National Transportation Safety Board wants to drop it to 05. Hmm. Yeah. Now, what's that mean? Because, oh, there's so many European countries doing this and it's working. Okay, what's this mean? This means that if you're a 120-pound woman, one drink. If you're a 160 to 170-pound man, two drinks put you over that limit. Two. Or one. One drink puts you over that limit.
You don't suppose there's a money motivation here, do you?
Well, here's the thing is that you would think that, oh, you know, they're preaching is that, oh, it'd make the road safer. Mothers Against Drunk Driving has refused to get themselves involved in this, as have many other safety organizations, because it was tough getting the 08 out there. And you drop it to 05. That means is that, you know, the impact that has on people, if you have one glass of wine, you're a woman and you have one glass of wine, that means that you could be taken, I mean, if the police pull you over, boom, there you go.
And cha-ching.
Cha-ching. That's not only that, but for one glass of wine, and I mean, and if you blow a 0.05 on it, come on. I mean, the last thing we want is people drinking drunk. Or impaired, or buzzed, or any of these things. But when you drop it down to, it's gonna make this, so one glass of wine that you have with a dinner puts you in that area. There's something wrong there. I mean, we're going to the point, why don't you just say, okay, we don't want, if you're going to drink, you can't drive. Period. If you're gonna have anything to drink, you can't drive. And by the way, we're gonna confiscate your cigarettes too, and your cigars. We're just going to take that from you. And by the way, and that food, that steak you're going to eat, no, too much fat in that. We're going to serve you tofu. I mean, there it comes. Okay. How can you say that, Carl? How can you say that? That if once it starts, it just keeps going. My friends, look at what's happened. There is a fine for you. And that's what it is. It's a tax on your sugary drinks. What's a sugary drink? Oh, a Coke, a Pepsi. A fine on your drinks so that you have to pay. If you want to have a Coke, you have to pay for it extra, 12 cents. Don't even get me into the Second Amendment. And, yes, we're going to get back to Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California next week when we have a little time. We're going to bring him in for a whole hour or maybe longer to try and make some kind of sense out of what they're doing in Sacramento. If anybody can make sense of what's going on in Sacramento, because anyone's I talk to can. In fact, I just talked to next week, Assemblyman Brian Daly will be on. But I was just talking to him about this one about the the bathrooms and the sports teams. AB 1266. AB 1266. It's out of. It's been voted on by the Assembly and passed. Now it's in the Senate. This is the one that lets, what's the matter, Bob? Is this the one you know I'm getting ready to talk about?
Yeah.
This is the one that lets people, if you believe that you're a woman or a girl that day, you can use the girls' restrooms, be on the girls' sports teams. You cannot be restricted. So here I am sitting here yesterday thinking about this after talking to them. They said, well, you know, it could be stopped in the Senate. Well, it could be. And the sun may not come up tomorrow. I mean, it's possible. But it could be stopped in the Senate. Or, you know, Brown, who's the most conservative Democrat that's down there, and a bunch of crazies down there, could actually veto it. But what this does is allows children from K through 12th grade, if you're confused about your gender, well then, you know, you shouldn't have to go on, if you're a boy and you're 12, and you know, if you're confused, you shouldn't have to go in that men's restroom, the boys' restroom. You can go in and use the girls. No matter what those 10, 11, and 12-year-old girls think, you can go in there and use their, you could use their locker rooms. You can be on their teams. Now, bad bomb, but I'm being cynical about this, but what if I went out and offered $1,000 a piece to a high school boys team? For $1,000 a piece, I want you to go over and be on the girls team.
This is,
and then you go in and then you play basketball. Well, okay. I was just kidding about the thousand. What happens to those two or three boys that are just a little confused? They can't quite make the men's team. So they go over to the girls team because they can make the girls team. I'm feeling confused. And then they see them walking around holding hands with girls. Well, wait a minute. You said you were confused. They said, no, I'm sorry. I'm bi. I'm not sure. I'm having problems with who I am. So these are just my girlfriends. I'm a lesbian.
Lesbian
trapped in a guy's body here. You know, that's why I'm dating these girls.
You can't make this stuff up.
You think I'm kidding? But no, I mean this. So you've got the boys basketball team, you got the girls basketball team made up of anatomically correct boys. Come on. It hasn't passed. It's passed the assembly. It hasn't passed the Senate. Is anybody getting a little weird about this?
Time to disassemble the assembly.
We gotta take a break because you know what? There's more to it. I think we're also starting, and we need to talk to Armelino about this, but this is the year I think we're supposed to start teaching about if this person did this, that we're supposed to point out that they're gay. If they were gay. I guess you shouldn't just point out if they're gay if they're not gay. But I think that's this year too. I mean, you can, in the school books, you know, so and so was gay. And so that they're not, you don't hold back any secrets there. You know, there's things going on that you just continue to watch this. And my friends call me from the East Coast, which is weird. They're weird already, but nothing compared to what we do. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations.
Are you ready for this? Friday, May 17th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 17th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world famous Men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality, leaving you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Once again, ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Hunks the Show, the number one male review in the world. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. come try a fresh juice from the Juice Bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabytes is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabytes, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabytes.com. Grillabytes, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 67 degrees out there, May 15th, 7:55 in the morning. Hope everybody's doing well out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. They draw their spring water from special springs that they own at the base of Mount Shasta, well known for having some of the best tasting, purest, natural source of spring water in the world. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or just visit their website, MountShastaSpringWater.com, and they're going to be quick to come over and give you as much water as you can possibly drink and with friendly, great service. Okay, what else do we have here today, Bad Bob? Did I talk enough about, did I talk about gas prices? Yeah, I talked about gas prices.
Well, we kind of touched on it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going back up again. And of course, if, you know, that Obama must be in bed with the oil companies because they're going up.
Well, big news this morning on the BBC about European Union looking into price fixing about the the spot price of gas and oil and things like that. And I'm like, you think? There's a revolution that revelation that could possibly be going on.
Wow. You think? Hey, you know what? I talked to a Tea Party person yesterday.
Oh.
And,
have they been audited?
They're a member. Hey, they're part of this lawsuit. You know what? The IRS, you know, when you start saying things, my friends, they say it was a small office in Cincinnati, Ohio, with the IRS is a huge office. That is one of their centers for getting things done in anywhere in the United States is in Cincinnati. And they said first it was a couple of low level guys who trying to find ways of checking it out. It had nothing to do with politics, just cause you use the word conservative, Tea Party. Nah, it didn't have anything to do with that. But now we find out, as Chris Street, who's one of our regular contributors on Agenda 21, found, and put it up on the internet, and it was, you know, led out to Breitbart stores, is that, oh yeah, they knew about it since 2010, they were putting out these, directives saying, you know, talking about this. And it happened. And then Jay Carney, the talking head for Obama is up there and just getting hammered. They ask him a question. He answers the wrong question. He's got so many of these scandals going. He's got these set answers. They ask him about Benghazi. He answers about the AP. Let's talk about AP. The Associated Press broke a story, earlier than the government wanted. And I'm going to get into this just a little bit about a terrorist act that had been foiled. Well, the Justice Department under Holder, who had to recuse himself from this whole thing, instead of going after that one reporter and on a very narrow focus with a writ there, they went after and ended up going after like 100 reporters, thousands of phone calls, going through all their records. I mean, this was big. And the AP, you think, finally stood up on its hind feet and said, wait a minute, you can't do this to us. But wait, they're doing it to the conservative groups that were trying to get 501s. Yes, they were going after them illegally. They're going after you illegally. What's the difference? I mean, it's, you know, and you can say, well, gosh, it's Obama. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. Benghazi's not his fault. The IRS taking on and trying to trample the rights of anybody that might have had a conservative you know, name in their title, and then the AP, the press, and it, Obama's not his fault?
When an aircraft carrier runs aground with 5,000 people on board, who do they hang?
And the watch isn't even the admiral? Guess who goes away? We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I think the American people deserve the truth and fairness from their government.
House Speaker John Boehner again demanding more answers from the White House about the deadly attack in Benghazi, Libya. And when it comes to the IRS targeting conservative groups, the Republican leader asks,
my question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
President Obama has called the IRS actions inexcusable and intolerable. The Attorney General could face some tough questions at a House hearing in a few hours. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The Attorney General's appearance at the House Judiciary Committee comes on the heels of new concern. Federal prosecutors seizing 2 months' worth of telephone records from Associated Press reporters and editors.
It befuddles me that there could be some justification that would allow them to infringe on the First Amendment to the Constitution.
House Speaker John Boehner. Holder argues aggressive action was needed to find the source of a national security leak.
It put the American people at risk, and that is not hyperbole. It put the American people at risk.
The AP learned of and reported on a foiled al-Qaeda plot before it was made public, Dave.
Jared trying to get a new trial. O.J. Simpson will take the witness stand today in Las Vegas.
Something he didn't do in his murder trial in 1995 or the robbery kidnapping trial here in 2008, in which Simpson now claims he had ineffective counsel, that his lead defense attorney at the time, Yale Galanter, had a conflict of interest and failed to inform him of a plea offer.
Fox's William Lajeunesse in court in Phoenix. The jury that convicted Jody Arias will consider giving the convicted murderer what she says she wants, the death penalty. A 12-year-old California boy will be in juvenile court accused of stabbing his 8-year-old sister to death in their Valley Springs home. This was their stepmom's 911 call.
My older son was in the bathroom and my daughter started screaming.
Okay.
When he came out, there was a man inside of my house. I need an officer there.
The police don't believe now there was an intruder. The boy's lawyer says he was scared and may have lied about that, but that doesn't make him a killer. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
It's the countdown to summer, and things are heating up for your ultimate adventure. That adventure begins on a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side vehicle, a Can-Am Spyder or a Sea-Doo watercraft. Hurry in by May 31st and get a 3-year warranty and up to a $2,000 rebate on select 2012 models, plus great financing. The countdown to summer adventure starts now.
Visit Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo in Redding on Twin View Boulevard just off I-5 or call us at 530-275-7300.
Restrictions may apply. Financing is subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has said he's angry and frustrated over the rise of sexual assault in the military as another officer faces accusations. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, the Pentagon is dealing with two cases of military personnel employed as victims' counselors who are now the target of sexual misconduct investigations themselves. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has not been quiet on the matter.
Sexual assault is a despicable crime and one of the most serious challenges facing this department. It's a threat to the safety and the welfare of our people and the health, reputation, and trust of this institution.
Now, Hagel's ordering the military to rescreen, retrain, and recredential all personnel working in crime prevention and victim assistance, Dave.
Now, Evan, Syrian rebels have detonated car bombs outside the main prison in the northern city of Aleppo, and activists say they're trying to storm the facility today. They're not saying happy birthday to Israel and Gaza or the West Bank.
Roman in!
Tens of thousands of Palestinians are out protesting on this, the 65th anniversary of Israel's founding. They call it Nakba, meaning catastrophe, describing their displacement. Secretary of State John Kerry has been trying recently to restart peace talks. It's been a crazy spring in the Midwest.
Just over a week ago, snow fell in Nebraska and Iowa. Yesterday, it was a whole different story, triple-digit temperatures.
106 Sioux City, Lincoln coming in at 100, Minneapolis 98 degrees.
And things have already dried out with Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton signing an emergency order to help fight some 25 wildfires that have broken out around that state. In northwestern Wisconsin, at least 7,000 acres have gone up in flames near barns, forcing dozens from their homes and destroying at least 50 structures. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The U.S. Postal Service says Los Angeles was the worst city in America for dog attacks on letter carriers last year, urging pet owners to help reduce the attacks. There were 5,900 of them last year, 69 in L.A. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 8:05, May the 15th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live with lots of people in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. And I spoke too soon. Our guest today would be Sheriff Tom Basenko. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. We'll get to you in a few minutes, but we've got some more tickets for tomorrow night, too, for the rodeo. So we're going to be giving those away during this hour. And but we start off, as we do every hour, with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 13 points at 15,228. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1649. And the NASDAQ is positive 8 at 3471. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 1 penny at $17.06. And Pacific Gas and Electric is up 20 cents at 4710. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 6 cents at $13.40 and Nokia Corporation up 10 cents at $3.74. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.95%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.73 at $92.75. Gold is down $27.50 at $1,397 even. And silver is down 75 cents at $22.62. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you, Kathy, so much. Hey, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because Wall Street is big and there's so many changes going on. You need somebody that's got their finger on the pulse, and that's our Wells Fargo advisors. Stop by Park Marina Drive to their offices, or again, give them a call at 243-7561. What's the weather looking like today and for the rest of the week here, Bad Bob?
We're going to have mostly sunny skies, a high near 82, and we could actually see some rain tomorrow and Friday, but it should clear up in time to not a huge amount of rain, and it'll be perfect weather for the rodeo this weekend. Currently, we have 67 degrees, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, tomorrow night's pizza night. Yes, it's rodeo week, so they have rodeo pizza up there. I just made that up. Okay. They have music. They have great dinners, brunches, everything. 474-5546 in Somo Vineyards. The sheriff brought in some. Okay. Brought in some tickets. We have a couple of general admission tickets.
For the rodeo.
That's right. We have two more general admission tickets. The other ones were box seats. These are general admission tickets for the rodeo for tonight. Two more tickets for tonight. You just give us a call at 605-4567. And a little bit later, we're going to give away Thursday night tickets. So, the sheriff's bringing him in here. He's a man of plenty.
Compliments to the Reading Rodeo Association. It'll be a great show for all the rodeos this week.
This is going to be a great rodeo. I tell you, this whole season is started over in Red Bluff, and it's just kept going. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We want to talk to Sheriff Tom Basinko. We want to talk about the latest on Shingletown, those murders up in Shingletown. We want to talk about AB 109, how that's going on. I'd like to get your thoughts on this Bill of Rights. That's in committee.
I mean,
it's out of committee and it's into another committee. And a couple other things that you're facing or that we're facing as tax paying, non-violent, non-sexual, non-intimidating members of society. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up and Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed and, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paint with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's 8:13 in the morning, 67 degrees out there on May 15th. Hey, that senior spring expo over next week at the mall is always a great event for our seniors and for their families to see what's going on. They've got everybody there to help, to find out how you can help your seniors. What's going to make it easier, their lives easier, all different types of giveaways, all types of things. The thing is always loaded. And so Linda and I will be there, doing a remote from right there.
Good thing here in Shasta County, we treat our veterans with a great amount of respect and our seniors.
And our seniors.
Here in the population, here in the county.
Our guest is, of course, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, who takes over the show. We have this, we have a whiteboard that we, you know, that we write on to, let's say who's gonna be who's on the phone and next things, you know, Bob gives me little messages like, go to a commercial, you dummy, something like that. And it, but, and Tom comes in just erases my board.
Broom's right over there in the corner, Tom. Oh,
that's right. You know, that's, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me again this month.
Well, you know what, you and the chief, we need to have you all here on a regular basis to keep this on. And you all are really open about things. But how do you feel after last night? Tom, as people have heard me talking about being on the chili cook-off judge, how about you? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. It was some great chili. The spiciness doesn't really bother me at all. I think it was the first chili that we tasted. That was some good chili there.
The very first one. Did that one win?
I'm not sure.
It should have, because you thought it was, and I thought it was.
And the, judges, there was a couple of judges next to me, and they had it, and it rated as number one as well.
Well, then I think that was probably it.
Yeah.
So, it had goose and venison and
yeah.
elk and stuff
whoever
like
walked
that,
away with it, I think they got like $250 bucks for the winning chili.
There was one that I could swear there was a funnel between my mouth and my butt. It was so hot.
GMI.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said last night. I don't care. All right, let's. We've got a lot of questions here on the chat room, but
there's a few things I wanted to cover.
Okay.
Last week was Peace Officers Memorial Week, and that's to recognize and honor those peace officers who made the ultimate sacrifice and lost their lives in line of duty. There was a memorial in Washington D.C., our nation's capital, and also at the state capitol. Tomorrow, here in Shasta County.
Okay.
We'll have a memorial run, so there'll be peace officers running throughout Redding on about a 12-mile run, and then that will end at the Shasta County Courthouse, and on the courthouse steps we'll have a memorial for those peace officers here in Shasta County that over the years have lost their lives here. Nationwide, 120 officers lost their lives in the line of duty, and in California, about two officers lost their lives in the line of duty.
In this past year?
This past year.
Is that going up?
Nationwide, it has gone up, for California. It's gone down since, from the year before. I think it was about 17 for the year before for California.
Are your sheriffs having to fight more?
There are. There's a lot more, officer-involved shootings statewide. There's more crimes of violence. We're seeing that, statewide and here locally, of course.
Chief says that he's got people that have been injured in fights. Mm-hmm. And I just, because, you're all usually out there at night by yourselves, or is there, right. After a certain time, do you have two officers?
We have two officers, but they're not doubled up, they're not in double cars. Some agencies double up, ours does not.
Okay, so are the sheriffs, are the deputies finding out that people are getting more aggressive with them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Violence is up. There is one agency within the state, their officer-involved shootings went from in 2011, they had about 10, 12. By the end of 2012, it was doubled, about 24.
AB 109?
That was probably part of it.
You're not a psychologist, and I don't want to put you on. Well, yeah, I do.
But I have stayed at Holiday Inn Express.
Law enforcement, our Leos. I mean, they're constantly on the dime all the time.
Always.
And they're always under that bit of stress. You know, mm-hmm. I compare it with in combat. If I'm going into combat with my guys, I mean, we're locked and loaded and we're ready. And, you know, guess what? If you're an enemy, you don't want to do that. You've got to treat everybody in a somewhat courteous manner as you walk up to that car at night in the middle of nowhere in Shasta County, not knowing what's going to happen.
Courteous, professional, but again, very much aware and prepared for the unexpected.
And so much is happening with AB 109 and these other things. And this is just an opinion. Have we stretched our law enforcement officers to the point that then with this added violence coming at them, that they're just saying, fine, I'm going home tonight. You know, I am not going to be laying here on the ground.
I think that's the number one goal of law enforcement at any time, is make sure you and your partner go home the next day. Absolutely. At the end of shift, you're going home.
Do you see that maybe?
But I think there's definitely more heightened awareness of that now.
And that, I guess I'm getting at is that if you run into this all the time, that are you, and you say that it's doubled, and this one agency has doubled in a year, that it must be, it's either things have come at them or the propensity to protect themselves And
a little bit of both. There was a.
It's got to be. I mean, and of course, I'm not, we this had, is we no had blame
the
Dorn, here.
We had the Dorner incident down in Southern California. There was a couple other incidents where California Highway Patrol officers were attacked with automatic gunfire from gang members. We've seen that. But overall, a lot of times for officer-involved deaths, auto accidents, collisions, we drive, you know, at extreme conditions, and we do get in traffic collisions, and sometimes that's one of the number one killers of officers is officer-involved collisions.
Yeah, I've seen that in that. Okay, we've got a lot of questions in here concerning Shingletown.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and if you can give us an update on what's happening with the murders in Shingletown and this, I guess he's the accused and
he's the suspect in the case.
Okay. Yep. All right, we'll be right back. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's a beautiful day today, Wednesday. Oh, my gosh, 67 is going to get up to 84 today. It's a beautiful week for rodeo, and tonight's the first night. Pre-rodeo stuff begins at about 5:45, and then the rodeo itself is 6:45 tonight. And you've got, I mean, this is going to be great. You've got some of the top-ranked rodeo participants, rodeo performers, in cowboys and cowgirls in the nation are going to be here. They're champions this week, including Saturday is a night of champions. I'm going to be there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It's got the largest in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The people down at Orchard Nutrition are experts. Ask them. They will help you. and anything you want. They're friendly. They want the best for you. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, right here in Reading, or give them a call at 530-244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. All right. Our guest is, of course, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. Tom, the murders up in Shingletown.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an update?
Yeah. About a week ago, we had some horrific murders in Shingletown where a woman and her two young children were killed, murdered. And the suspect was their husband and father. And the search, there was a couple of vehicles that we suspected they would be in that was put out to a bulletin all in the western states. And then we were able to narrow that down to one vehicle. And then that vehicle and him were spotted in Humboldt County in a town near Petrolia in the southern area of Humboldt County. And then Humboldt County sheriffs looked in spoke to her. We sent some investigators over, and then the manhunt continued from there because the vehicle was found abandoned, and he was seen there by a old acquaintance of his.
So he was seen by somebody over mm-hmm. there
and recognized
in
Petrolia area. Vehicle was located in the manhunt has gone on for about a week now. The sheriff there, Mike Downey, has done a superb job of pulling in resources from other areas to continue on this hunt. It's very rugged conditions there, limited.
This guy knows his way around there, too.
He does. His family is from there. He was raised there, so he's very familiar with the area. The area is a lot of marijuana is grown in that area, so they may not
He's been arrested for growing marijuana.
Federal conviction on it and did time in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
And the resources, we've been helped by the United States Marshal's Office. They bring in some great resources. They also pulled in another team from Southern California to assist the sheriff in Humboldt County, California Highway Patrol, Mendocino County Sheriff's, Sonoma County Sheriff's sent teams over there. Alameda County sent a helicopter over. We sent our SWAT team and resources and our overhead team to it's called a overhead team for the incident command system of putting it all together to assist the sheriff there.
Right.
A lot of resources that at one point, it was 70 or more people conducting the search. Our investigation continues. We had investigators over there in case he was located where we could, get him interviewed. That has not, of course, happened yet. But we are assisting the sheriff and aiding him in the search efforts over
and you
there.
You all are still the agency.
We're the lead agency.
Because it happened here.
The incident occurred here. The murders occurred here. If he's found, we'll send investigators wherever we need to send them to get him interviewed and mm-hmm. then return to Shasta County to stand trial. We're, of course, getting the case submitted, prepared, and get that ready to submit that to the district attorney.
Right. Has there been any indications from before of domestic violence?
There is some of that, those indicators in the background there, yes.
Okay.
And this was obviously a domestic violence situation as
yes.
well. Where murdered his wife. It's still a murder, but it's also a domestic violence.
So
and his children.
There were indicators in that this had been going on for a while then?
From some past calls and stuff, yes.
Okay. You know, this is something we need to, you know, also kind of reinforce.
Domestic violence is a very much an underreported crime.
And that's where most of your assaults and murders mm-hmm. take place. It's within the family.
And usually it only gets worse. It starts out as maybe the verbal argument. And then it can progress to pushing and shoving, slapping, hitting. And then it can become more and more violent. And ultimately it could end in the result of either serious bodily injury or a death, a murder.
And I understand, and I know, I don't know if you know about it or even can comment on it, that she was seeking help.
From
one of the agencies, from Women's Refuge here in town.
Not able to give you specific information on that, but domestic violence is a problem all over, but here in Shasta County as well. And I think you've had Gene King, the director of Women's Refuge,
so
a number
of
times.
Yeah. And that's it, you know, my friends too, is that, you know, just like the sheriff said, somebody just doesn't stand up and beat somebody in their family just mm-hmm. out of nowhere, like it never happened before, like there wasn't any indicators. If there's indicators like that, you need to give, you know, the Family Refuge or the Shasta County Family Justice, you know, Center. You need to give somebody a call and get out of there or at least get help.
And it becomes cyclic. There's been lots of studies that abused women, oftentimes when they have children in the relationship, sometimes those children either become the future abusers themselves or become abused because that's a kind of a modeling or a imprinting that this is acceptable, that mom got hit.
Mom
and
got
beat.
Beat. Yeah.
And it's okay for men to do that to me. And that's a shame. We have to do an education process there and break that cycle of violence that's in the home.
Okay. We've got like 15 or 20 seconds left. Do you think he's still alive?
Nothing indicates otherwise. They have had search with cadaver dogs over there and other searches going on the ground. And so we don't have anything to indicate otherwise.
Okay, so the idea is that, we've got till another minute, right? Okay. So the indications are he is still alive, but somebody that stands up and does that to his family, there's got to be something so wrong, I would think.
You'd think,
something
absolutely.
So wrong with them, and the ones you've seen before usually end in the suicide, but he got up and he planned on how to get out of there. I mean, do you think it was just he just ran for a place he knew where he could be, or if he's
don't know? We'll get into that when if we get him in custody and he's cooperative and gives us that information. Our investigators, that investigation is ongoing and continuing, and they're looking everywhere where they can. And there's certain investigative techniques that they have to see if he comes up on the radar, so to speak, anywhere.
Okay. Well, thanks for that update. I know a lot of people are. Were affected by this.
Yeah,
and they
absolutely.
Shut down the schools, locked down the schools. He was supposedly seen in a parking lot down there.
They had schools shut down, closed schools over in Humboldt County as well when the search was going on.
Wow. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The Attorney General likely girding for another grilling before lawmakers today on a range of issues, including subpoenas of Associated Press records, something Eric Holder defended yesterday, calling their story,
if not the most serious, it is within the top two or three most serious leaks that I've ever seen.
The AP pushing back today.
On the AP's website, the news organization points out a little-known fact that they worked for a week with the administration, and they say they only published their story once they had been assured that the national security concerns had passed. A top lawyer for the AP told Greta Van Susteren last night that the Justice Department is simply not following the law.
Fox's Catherine Herridge and former football star O.J. Simpson due to go before a judge today, try and win his freedom, arguing he had improper legal representation in his sports memorabilia robbery trial. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everywhere around the world, they
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning, May the 15th. It's 75 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. Head on down there and see DC Tim and the Man in Black. They give great haircuts. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko. And Tom's sitting here looking.
Morning, Carl.
You're looking spiffy today.
a little casual for Rodeo Week. Yeah, and I had some training earlier as well, too.
Hey, by the way, I'd like to mention that in history, that sheriffs that were caught in nefarious dealings were usually hung by the populace.
Yes.
You know, the fact that you and your sidekick robbed a bank in front of all these people.
With the Asphalt Cowboys in pursuit.
Which, by the way, is you're lucky you weren't trampled in the pursuit like that. And how you two made it. An escape. You and Jim Pope made an escape on a bike-powered rickshaw.
Bicycle-powered rickshaw, which I guess the business, I can't remember the name of the business, he gives tours along the river trail.
He does.
And so that was a nice part of our community efforts for Rodeo Week. And I called Jim that evening, and I said, you know what? Let's not be involved in a life of crime because we got ID'd pretty darn quick.
You two did. I mean, it was like what? As soon as that first clue came out, I understand it was the new and the old.
Yeah, it was something like.
It wasn't.
It's kind of like the wedding thing. Something new, something old, something borrowed, something blue. Wait a minute, this isn't a wedding. This is bank robbery or something like that.
The blue, the new, and the old. That's what I guess the woman at one said. She said as soon as they said new and old and blue, she went right for you guys.
Yeah, and I guess they'd also guessed maybe Chief Paletti and I, but Chief Paletti's out of town at some training. And so obviously wasn't him, but then they went to Sheriff Pope and myself, retired Sheriff Jim Pope.
Well, I was there. We were doing a live remote, and I was talking to the people, and I was there right in the middle of a gunfight. You know, I thought it was pretty exciting. So, anyway, okay. AB 109.
Yep, I was on a conference call earlier this week, and the concerns keep on coming. California's prison system is still overcrowded by about 100. It's at about 145% roughly. They need to get it down because of the Supreme Court direction to about 135% or so.
How many people is that?
Thousands. Over 100,000. It's like 140,000, 50,000, something like that total.
Are in the prison system. So that would be like, 13,000, 14,000 they'd have to release.
Correct. Now, and they also have about 9,000 to 10,000 inmates out of state. I think it's in Mississippi. And they have to bring those back.
That's right. So add that. So we're talking 23,000, 24,000 they have to be.
The number I keep hearing is they still have to get down about 10,000 people. But if they're bringing 9 or 10 back, you're right. It's around maybe 20,000.
Wow.
Different math in Sacramento. But, that's a big concern because on that call last night, or not last night, but earlier this week, The they're talking about giving additional credits to inmates to get them out sooner, earlier releases.
Yeah. And this is all crimes. This isn't just non-nons.
Well, no, they still have to abide by the law and try and get those nons down. Now, they are talking about, the state are talking about going back to the legislature and having some of those laws changed to where they would qualify for a release under 109 to get out and come back. They are whittling down and lowering those three nons that are in the prison system now. So what does that have left? Persons with more violence in the background and more violent sentences. So that's a concern. They're also trying to expand the fire camps with getting more population, because the fire camps does not count, population does not count against the prison population of the Hardwall prison. So if they can shift people from the Hardwall prisons to the fire camps, that lowers their population in the prisons to get them in compliance. The problem with that is they're going to have to change the standards in the fire camps to what allows, which would give more violent people into the fire camps. That's a public safety concern for the staff that works in the fire camps, the fire personnel that's in the camps, but even more importantly in our communities, because they come out, they fight fires, they do conservation work, they pick up trash, they cut brush. And if you don't want more violent people out and about like that. And so that's a concern for sheriffs and chiefs, myself, all over the state.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you don't want a bunch of people out on the fire lines that as soon as they get a chance, they're gone.
Right.
And they've got a violence in their background or sexual deviance in their background like that. No, of course not. You don't want
that. So the state's trying to push, again, more responsibility, more of these inmates back to the counties that they're already causing a problem here. And across the state.
And it's going to, and as we've said many times, a jail is not meant for multi-year sentences, and it's happening. And because it's not built for that, there's going to be lawyers coming in and telling you.
They already are. Statewide.
You've already got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
ACLU and some other prison right groups are already coming to sheriffs. The state is a proposal, still hasn't gotten legs yet, but they're talking about for the long-term inmates, maybe the counties would be responsible for an inmate for the first 3 years. And then if they have a longer-term sentence, then they can be sent to prison to do the remainder of their time. But that still is clogging up our system here. Again, a jail wasn't designed for long-term, more than a year.
Okay. We've got to take a break here. Talking AB 109. We're talking about keeping people in jail, that once you give them a sentence that goes beyond a year, then you're going to start getting into legal questions in the sense of, I can just tell you right now Disabilities Act?
Americans with Disabilities
Act.
ADA,
yeah. That's going to come into it. You're going to talk
about
it.
It already is.
And it's just going to get worse. And then all of a sudden we have our own lawsuits that the state will not fight. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's rodeo week.
Hi folks, Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bond,
70. I'm glad that wasn't on. 75 degrees at 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting hot out there. It's going to get hotter. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will take care of your needs and keep your house nice and cool this summer. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Bad Bob.
Well, funny you should talk about the weather. We got pretty pretty reasonable weather today, mostly sunny. High near 82. Got some winds, though, and with the grass being as dry as it is, please be fire aware. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, low 57. Then tomorrow, a change. Got some clouds coming in, 50% chance of showers and a high near 71. In Reading at the present, we have 77 degrees in the report from Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. You, oh, Anselmo Vineyards. Great dinners, great lunches, and pizza night tomorrow night. 474-5546. And you will not be embroiled in the, Shasta County Sheriff says he will not arrest you, for going out there for dinner. Is that right there, Tom?
We're not going to be doing that. Eating dinner is not a crime.
Eating dinner is not a crime, no matter what the county seems to think out there. Okay. Hey, you know what we were just talking about on the break is damn good thing that being dumb is not a crime, because we were just talking about
we don't have
people.
Enough room.
We don't have enough room, but somebody, the question is Russell Hunt still in the jail?
He's still in custody. He's awaiting sentencing. He had some stalking charges. That would definitely be a more of a public safety threat or concern to where if he went back to his victim, started stalking or did, heaven forbid, even more serious crimes.
How do you take somebody with Russell Hunt, like Russell Hunt? Does he fit into the regular population or do you put him someplace else?
He's in our custody. There's a process we have for classifications based, classification of inmates based on their, gender, of course, and then the, sophistication of their crimes and where they fit in the best in their past history. So there's an evaluation process, put them in. And then if they don't fit in, we have some other places, within the jail and cells for those people that just don't quite, fit in with the general population.
You just don't quite fit in, huh?
Yep. And it happens. I mean, yeah. And then.
But when you get to these transgender types, what do you do with them?
That's a good question.
Besides, let them use your granddaughter's bathroom in their school.
Yeah, that's a pending. I heard you talking about that earlier. It was part of our pending legislation in Sacramento.
You do get transgenders in there though, right?
We have not. And so
We haven't.
So it's
Be the first one on your block.
That is a big concern, of course, in the larger jails like in San Francisco, Los Angeles, that have the populations. And I think they have actual wings, housing units for those individuals.
Okay. That's weird. So so you've got it in different populations. What if it's gay? If they're gay, are they in –
We don't separate that population.
You don't separate that population. Yeah. They're just in there. Okay. Yeah.
But I think you usually have to look for what anatomical parts are
That's
still
what you're
in
looking
place.
For. Yeah. Okay. Parts.
Yeah.
parts are parts. Okay. Do you see, okay, now we've just talking some good news is that you have hired.
Oh, we have, several deputies, yep, in training right now. We've been recruiting. We have some lateral transfers, about six that are out there. They're getting close to getting summed up and they'll be, hitting the streets. One was, hired for our Shingletown area because, one officer there went to, another agency for some more money, getting, that person hired up. And then, she already recruited a, person, that's in the testing process from her agency as well. So we're looking at hiring him. So we're getting people
that's great.
Hired up.
So we've got six. We had room for six or more. How many more can you hire?
A few more.
So now we got six new ones.
Because we got some in the what I call the pipeline right now through the background process. And we just gave some testing for some entry levels.
So that adds six to our number of people we have out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's great. And then with more coming in.
And we're trying to keep those positions filled up. It's a whole process. Of course, the grand jury commented recently that said, hey, hiring quality people does take time. And they help solidify and that process that it takes a little bit of time to do the background process with testing and everything.
Well, I do appreciate the associate deputy sheriff badge you gave me, which I realize it's plastic and a little small.
Yeah, junior deputy sheriff badge.
Is that what it was? Junior deputy sheriff? Bob, what do you have here?
Sheriff, a lot of people are concerned about this. The even with the best staffing that you can afford, response times are still going to be, especially in rural areas, fairly lengthy.
Yep.
What is your advice for ordinary people to, with the increased number of burglaries, break-ins, and things like that, what's your advice for them?
Well, always be aware, and we've talked about it a lot. Most of the time, burglars aren't going to be coming to occupied residences to do a home invasion. Keep your doors locked, even when you're at home and you're in a rural area. Lighting and have the lights on the exterior. Call and dispatchers get that information, of a crime in progress and give detailed, directions. Make sure your numbers are posted outside your home. We get into some of the rural areas and there aren't house numbers there. It certainly helps the deputies when they're responding or in the event of a medical emergency. Keep things locked up. Be aware. And
a dog,
good barking dog, doesn't have to be a big dog, doesn't have to be a vicious dog, but dogs are good to help keep people away, lock things up. There's a lot of thefts, so especially with scrap metal prices being up with batteries, copper, brass, that a lot of that's being stolen.
Right.
And this is still a down economy. We still have double-digit unemployment here in Shasta County and a drug problem. And we're trying to address all those. And then all of our police and law enforcement resources are down, whether it be for the city of Redding or the county of Shasta for the sheriff's office.
Okay. Got a quick question here is just, can the average Joe do a ride along with you?
Absolutely. So, there's a ride along form. I think we even have it online on our website, our sheriff's office website. So if they go to our county website, go to the sheriff's office, look for forms, or they might even have a ride along tag right there. You can get that, ship it in. We do a little background check to make sure that there aren't criminals or some flaky people riding around with our deputies for safety purposes.
Can we carry?
Can't carry. Because think about it, too. If you're in civilian clothes and you get in an incident and you pulled out a gun, other officers are arriving. Who's this person with a gun? They don't know. It could be a mixed-up identity and be a safety issue
there. I figure that any time I need a gun, and if I'm doing a ride-along, there's going to be a couple laying on the ground.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 75 degrees out there. It's about 8:55 in the morning, my friends. Wow. I'm not even going to give you the phone number because we're at the last part of this and it's just going to be a waste of your time to try and call because we got a lot of stuff doing it. Shasta Gas Propane. That's portion of the show is, you know what? They've got great prices. They've got discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans and they're locally owned and family operated. They're expanding their businesses, their business out there. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And in fact, the gentleman heading up Shasta Gas Propane is on his way back to Vietnam. He's a Vietnam veteran. He's going back for a tour. When he comes back, we're going to have him on about the changes. And it's really interesting to listen to our Vietnam veterans who've gone back to Vietnam. Come back. Okay. Our guest, Corps Sheriff Tom Basenko. I get him going like this because I said I know somebody that's got, you know, really has got the, it's a lady in that she is enamored with you. I think about bringing her on and letting her talk about it.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger.
Danger.
Okay. Hey, Tom, there's a lot of stuff going on.
There is. Very busy week, of course, with Rodeo Week. Don't forget the Asphalt Cowboys Big Pancake Breakfast on Friday. Starts at 5 a.m., goes till about 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and we'll probably feed somewhere between 11 and 12,000 people there in about 5 hours.
And I tell you what, if you've not been, and there are people that don't, there are people that lived in this town that don't even know about this.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, it's $4 a ticket.
Pre-sale.
Pre-sale, $5 if you walk in there, but you get two or three pancakes. You get bacon, or sausage, you get as many pancakes as you want. Yeah, that's right. You know, if you want more pancakes, they don't care because, man, they are flipping thousands.
Yep.
Juice, milk, syrup. I mean, it's a
full breakfast.
We're going to be there in a remote.
Come out before work.
Everybody stop by. Come on and say hello. Here's your chance to get on the air.
And you can buy tickets right there or you can get them in advance from an Asphalt Cowboy or over at Lulu's restaurant. They have there one of the owner, Richie Paulson, has tickets there for you.
That's great. You know what? It is a super, super great event.
You know, coming up on June 2nd, a Sunday, is our Shasta County Sheriff's Office Eastern Flying Posse Airport Day. And they have fly-ins from all over the place, Reno, Oregon, all over California. People fly in. We have a great pancake breakfast there as well. Ham, sausage, eggs, fixed the way you want it. And then they usually have a flyover from the United States Air Force coming out of Oregon.
That won't happen.
Well, I don't know. We don't know. Of course, with sequestration and all that, we may or may not. I think they're trying to, but it could get canceled. Great time to come up, get out of the heat of the valley. Have a great time up in the Fall River Valley, Eastern Shasta County.
Yeah.
And cook breakfast
it's
for somebody that day.
It's part of our home up there, too.
It's great.
And, you know, we've lost the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They wanted to come here.
Oh, they loved it here.
And then the sequestration got them.
I think we had them, 2 years in a row?
At least 2 years.
At least 2 years. Yeah. They were very, very welcomed
here.
They
loved it here.
They loved it.
This was, they said their favorite rodeo was Cody, Wyoming, but this was a miniature Cody, and they said we'd have more fun here.
Shasta County rolled out the red carpet for them. They had a lot of hospitality going to different events. I know that they had a big dinner at Gironda's restaurant, and Jimmy Gironda rolled out the red carpet for them as well, and they really enjoyed all the great friendly people here in Shasta County.
There you go. Okay, we got like a minute left, Tom. People need to be careful this week because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Be aware, be cautious, lock up your valuables. I just saw a report the other day where people left some laptop computers on their front seat, in the back seat, and had their windows smashed.
Yeah.
Take the valuables out of the car, put them in the trunk to where they're not visible. Lock your homes up. Be a hardened target. Harden your areas, lock them up, have the lights on, and be cautious.
That's right. And there's going to be a lot of law enforcement out this week. Let's just face it. Thousands of people.
Really important.
Yeah,
if
right.
you choose to drink, don't drive. Have a designated driver. Don't want to be impaired or hurt anybody.
That's right. Hey, tomorrow we got home helpers on, and we've got bullfighters from the rodeo. All tomorrow on Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? This world from
dragging me down. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A bunch of controversies falling in Attorney General Eric Holder's lap today as he testifies on Capitol Hill this afternoon. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is there live.
Aggressive questions expected about federal prosecutors seizing phone records from dozens of Associated Press reporters and editors.
I'm hopeful that we're going to get a clear explanation for why such unprecedented action was taken.
House Speaker John Boehner says he's befuddled by the secret subpoena. Holder argues it was an effort to find the source of a national security leak. Holder also expected to be asked about ordering a criminal probe of IRS agents who targeted Tea Party groups and the Boston bombings. Chris.
If at first you don't succeed, the House is once again debating the Affordable Care Act. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
And the number three House Republican, Kathy McMorris Rogers, says she's proud that her party's once again going to vote to repeal what the GOP derisively calls Obamacare.
And we are